what value to use for this chemical potential. So now what I'm plotting here is the product of the density of states times the Fermi function. This is the number of states at a certain energy times the probability that that state is occupied. So if I integrate over this curve, I will get the total number of electrons, because I know how many states there are, I know the probability that that state is occupied. So if I integrate over this curve, it will tell me the total number of electrons. So here, now I've written as the electron density, the total number of electrons divided by L is the density of states. This density of states in one dimension is per unit length. So this is the density of states per unit length, so that will give me the electron density if I multiply the density of states times the Fermi function and integrate over all possible energies. I integrate from minus infinity to infinity, but the density of states just stops at some lowest energy. So below zero, there's no density of states, and the Fermi function goes to zero for energies higher than the chemical potential. So that's this will be a finite integral, even though I integrate from minus infinity to infinity. And this is the integral I need to do. And in the typical case, we know the electron density. So the electron density is known. The density of states and energy for this model we've calculated, for the free electrons we've calculated. The only thing we don't know is the chemical potential. So to find the chemical potential, the process is you guess the chemical potential, you do the integral, and you see what electron density it gives. If it gives an electron density that's too low, then you guess a higher chemical potential. Higher chemical potential will put more area under the curve. It'll push the Fermi function out. So you guess a higher chemical potential, you do the integral again, and you keep doing that until you get the right electron density. This is typically what's done. Maybe you could think of a clever thing to do with this simple density of states. You could do it analytically with this density of states. But typically, the density of states is a terrible function with lots of peaks in it. And so you just do it numerically. You calculate the chemical potential numerically.